To a child as young as this, a garden is a wonderland of new things to see, of places to explore. And new games to play.
Well, it appears that there's a temporary dysfunction going on. So, hey, you're down the well. You've been down the well. That it was Hatchback Tapper Tango from the latest record, Zeus and Apollo, from 2011. Hatchback, his last record, I was kind of like, eh, but his latest is good stuff. So, so we're going to do a quick rundown of the various tracks played. Thanks for now playing Fuck You, Hatchback. but that last track, like I said, was Hatchback. Before that was Jakaszek. I'm sure I'm butchering that. From Poland. And that track was called Evening Strains to Be Times Vast. I'm sure that was a... I'm sure that was an interesting little... I wonder how translation came through. Some of the tracks on that record, it's called Glimmer, by the way, there are all kinds of weird characters that you'll need some sort of thing to figure them out. Go to Google and translate them. Before that was Asle. I played all this stuff I can't pronounce tonight. Asle Bjorn. I think he's from it's from the Stella Polaris compilation, which I believe is from Denmark, if I'm not mistaken. There were some references to Copenhagen on there. But, you know, it's like the Scandinavian, that whole scene. I'm into a lot of the Scandinavian electronic music. Anyway, that track was called Fire Svestan, whatever. I'll list this on my website as well as on Facebook and the Twitters, all that shit. That's a really good compilation. It's actually several good compilations, all Stella Polaris. And it's a mixture of, you know, electronic, but it's a lot of interesting sounds. They use some organic stuff. Trent Moeller does some stuff on there. There was the recent one actually has a really crazy Moby remix of one of the tracks from Play that I was quite amazed by. In fact, if it fits, oh, it doesn't really fit. I'm trying to go for the chill virtual reality vibe tonight, but for the first cold, stark night here in 2012. That's right. Doing it just for you. But before that was Bokuma, Make the First Thing the Last is the name of that track from the Passing Wave EP, which you can actually download for free on the interwebs. It's true. If you look up Bokuma, it's Bokuma. He's got three different EPs. They just released it as a... they combined the three EPs for a full length, but good for that guy. It's very Boards of Canada-esque. I played a few tracks the last few shows, if you've heard them. So, it's a recent discovery, but you know, what the hell? It's like, I like Boards of Canada, and frankly, there's not enough of their music. So, I'll take more like that, thank you. And I shall. Before that was Saturday Index, another Boards of Canada-esque track. That was called Sunlight Puzzle from the One on Two-ism Volume 1, which, by the way, the Two-ism thing is yet another reference to Boards of Canada. See, there should be just a whole We Love Boards of Canada genre that should be made, and I'm declaring it. Although, we probably could come up with a better title, but for something like that. Really, I think people are starved for that sort of weird, off-kilter, chill, go deep in your head, walk around in the woods, and possibly ingest some substances of some sort kind of music. I know I like that. How about you? But yeah, that track was Saturday Index. Don't know much about them, but hey, it's the Two-ism Volume 1 compilation, which again you can download for free on the interwebs. I believe that's a you can download it via on FLAC or I think just regular MP3s, but check that out as well. Before that, Solvent versus Lowfish, built-in microphone, the Chem remix. That's from the Power Failure EP from 04. That was off of a record, actually, that a friend recorded. I need to record, like, all my vinyl. My God, I've got a room full of vinyl. How am I ever going to get that on digital? Some stuff I just won't. Well, who knows? That's another story. Before that was Naomi Option from another Stella Polaris compilation, the first one from 08. And the label's called Okyo, Aokyo. So I'd say look them up too. Like I said, recent discovery. A lot of artists' names I don't know necessarily. Before that was Sarin Sunday, The Path Before Us, from the EP of the same name. Sarin Sunday is also known as Calm True's real name is Seth Healy, but he's a guy from New Jersey, and that was some of his pre-Calm True's material. One of the interviews I've read of him, or watched of him, I should say, he talks about some of his influence, and Boards of Canada is definitely a key one for him. So, but he uses a lot more synthesizers, a lot more analog kind of stuff. It's a different vibe, but I mean, well, similar vibe, but different sounds that he uses, which I like. But yeah, Sarin Sunday, another album that you can download off the interwebs for free. I think it's off of comtruth.com, or it might be off his SoundCloud account. A lot of these artists, a lot of these electronic artists will post tracks, especially ones that they're working on SoundCloud. It's a great place to find a lot of new music. I found a new Massive Attack demo in November that they put up for just a little while. So, yeah, and then you can use your little devices on your computer to record that shit. It's not going to have the best quality, but hey, it gives you a taste. Two more tracks. We got Blue Sky Black Death. That was called Starry. One of my faves of the year. One of my favorite albums, I should say. And the name of the album's Noir, as I mentioned. And before that was Shigeto New Light from the EP of the same name. He's on Ghostly. And really good stuff as well. So we're going to get back into the tunes. Like I said, this is Jakuzek, the Polish artist from the Glimmer album. Just a recent, another recent acquisition. So we're going to enjoy the rest of this track. And we've got a lot more chill, heady, abstract electronic music here for the next hour, Down the Well, with Timmy. I'm Timmy here on RadioValencia.fm. Thanks for listening.